What Women Must Know with Sheryl Selman, Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Sheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know, a show dedicated to empowering women with truthful information so they can make the most informed decisions possible regarding their health, their hormones, their well-being. And as always, it's such a pleasure having you join me today because, once again, I have a fascinating guest with really valuable information that can make a big difference in your life. I want to first mention that my website, whatwomenmustknow.com, is a great place for you to go to gain more knowledge. I have several special reports that I send out as soon as you opt in. I invite you to join my e-list by opting in. I also have many free articles. And once you're on my list, you'll be getting all sorts of news updates and information. So it's a great place to go to get the kind of information, kind of education that really makes a difference. And by the way, all of the archived radio shows that I do every Sunday at 4 p.m. on this network and at 2 p.m. every Monday are forwarded to my list. So it's a great opportunity to stay up to date with the kinds of shows that I've been doing. And as always, I learn so much on my radio shows, so I'm sure you will be taking advantage of all the great knowledge that also is shared on my show. I also have a Facebook page, What Women Must Know, and that's another great place to go to get some wonderful tips, health tips, hormone tips. I do a series, special series. I've just finished a natural hormone rejuvenation series. I have one more segment of a six-part segment I've done on the Gardasil issue. It's called the Gardasil Files. It's been a six-part series. I've interviewed leading researchers, practitioners, investigators, activists, and parents of children who've been harmed by the Gardasil vaccine. So I am coming to the end of that series. One more interview that will be going out this week. And if you want to have access to this information, you can either just go up and like me on that Facebook page, What Women Must Know. You can also opt in on my website, What Women Must Know, because it, again, gets sent out to everyone on my e-list. So take advantage of the kind of information that is only available on networks such as Progressive Radio Network and my shows, particularly focusing on the kind of information that women need to really look after their health and their well-being, and certainly sharing with you the solutions I have found for my own health. So that's what's going on there. I also want to announce that my Ultimate Fat Loss and Rejuvenation Program, this is a six-week tele-seminar series. I only do this a couple of times a year, and it's coming around starting February 7th. This is a 6 one-hour-a-week class that is focusing on the use of the work developed by Dr. A.T.W. Simeons, who's an English endocrinologist who discovered how to switch on the fat-burning mechanism in our brain. And it is an amazing program using homeopathic HCG. I've been working with over 1,000 people in the last 3 years with great success, most of all myself. Best success. I've lost 30 pounds in 4 dress sizes. But it's so much more. It's so much more than losing the toxic fat, especially the program that I've developed, because we're also looking at how we can rejuvenate and switch on our longevity genes, which is really exciting. So if you'd like more information, just Again, visit my website. There's information on my products page. When you go to my store, you can email me directly if you'd like more information. Opt into my website because I'm sending out further information about the upcoming program. It is guaranteed to transform your life and create more miracles just when you think you've kind of given up on transforming the body. I just have to say I received an email from someone who has done my program in Australia. It's really exciting because he's lost over 60 pounds. He's got off of his insulin. He was a diabetic. His blood pressure, which was 180 over something or other, is down to 120. His cholesterol is back into normal range. This man has totally transformed his life, and he was successful following my program and the protocol that I've been working with, and that's what really is so inspiring. And what I love to do is support people in creating miracles, healing miracles. So anyway, that's coming up February 7th. Check it out. Just maybe the thing for you. And you're always welcome, if you have any questions, to just email me directly, drselman@whatwomenmustknow.com. As a naturopathic doctor, just changing the subject and getting on track for our guest today, as a naturopathic doctor, what a wonderful, focus of naturopathic medicine is understanding that we have within us and around us amazing healing foods, healing supplements. Nature is filled with the healing energies that support us on many levels, getting out in nature, just putting your feet back to the earth, and also eating the wonderful magic foods that have the key nutrients that support the body, has always been a critical component of natural approaches. And in cultures throughout the world, there have been certain foods that seem to be the real stars of that culture that have been renowned for thousands of years in their ability to create healing, to rejuvenate the body, to support us in maintaining our optimal health all the time, whether we're being given this food as children or all the way through to our aging years. We're going to be talking about one of those amazing healing foods. It originated, I believe, in India. It is called Moringa. And if you haven't heard about it, then pay attention, because this is one of those amazing foods that you certainly will be hearing more about, as it is its presence is being known here in the West. And to help us understand what this amazing tree, actually it's a tree, we'll learn more about it, because it's a tree that every aspect of this tree, from its flowers to its leaves to its bark to its roots, are components of an amazing healing plant. To help us understand this, we're talking to Dr. Howard Fisher. Dr. Howard Fisher is a natural physician specializing in anti-aging medicine, who is on a mission to educate and enlighten the world about the toxic factors that exist in our environment and their direct relationship to our health. He has written many articles for trade publications and is a featured guest on many radio and television broadcasts. In addition, he has authored 13 health-oriented books. His research has also been published in peer-reviewed journals. And his latest book is all about this amazing plant known as Moringa oleifera, and I'll get that corrected by Howard, I'm sure. Magic, Myth, or Miracle. This is Howard's latest book. And Howard, thank you for this wonderful book, and welcome to the show.
Why, thank you, Cheryl. It's my pleasure.
You know, you always are on the leading edge. You pick really fascinating topics. I know you have many, many books to your credit. Is this number 13 or 14?
It's actually 15.
It's number 15. Gosh, I don't know how you do it. But this is a really interesting story. I know I was introduced to this plant by you. I never heard of Moringa before, and I discovered that the Discovery Channel did a whole program about it. So what was it, first of all, that led you to write about this plant?
Well, Cheryl, you know I'm always looking. Always looking, because my mission is to try to bring a major change to the health of this planet. And if we examine the health, it's not good. And we know that poor nutrition has been linked to the major chronic diseases, the immune system dysfunctions, premature aging, and it's affecting us globally. And so when 500 papers all say the same thing, and people in the West don't know about it,
yeah,
it's time to delve into it.
Okay, so well, let's start at the beginning. What is this plant called Moringa?
Moringa oleifera. There's about 58 different genuses of Moringa. Moringa oleifera is a tree that grows in the worst climatic conditions, originally in Africa and the subcontinent, India. It's got about 200 different names all around the planet. That's how popular it actually is. It's Kaneng Doing in Thailand and Marakakai in Sri Lanka, Malungay in the Philippines, a horseradish tree. People know it as a drumstick tree. It has been heard of everywhere but here.
So what makes this tree? It's a tree, right? It's a very big tree.
It's a tree. It's the most nutrient-dense tree that has ever been discovered, and it grows in the worst climatic conditions. It doesn't need anything, and it produces everything that we need to survive. It's a complete nutrition.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So did it originate in India and then traveled around, people take it?
It's hard to say. It may have occurred because there's so many different genuses of it. The heavy information came out of Senegal.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, it's known in India. It's known in, not so much in anything in the West, not in South America. They now grow it in Mexico. It can grow in Hawaii. But for the most part, it seems to be an African and Asian plant, and there are those that believe that this is the manna that fell in the desert because it's such a complete plant.
You know, there are many plants that have great nutrition from their flowers, from their fruits, or maybe from their roots, but what's really unique about this plant, as I've been reading your book, is that every aspect of this tree offers healing, you know, healing components. So you can be taking, you know, any part of that plant and eating it. I guess you would eat it, right? Is that what you
do? Well, eat it or make a tea, but yeah, everything but the root. You got to be a little careful of the root. There are some potential hallucinogens in the root, but
oh,
yeah, every part of the plant, from the bark, from the leaves are extremely potent, the flowers, the pods, the seeds, the plant is so diverse that here's why people may have missed the nutritional portion of it. People used to squeeze the seeds for a long, long time and use the oil as a fuel. The seed casings could be thrown into water. It would desalinate and purify water. It's antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. It's, as you say, every aspect of this plant has a use.
You know, it just reminds us once again of how nature has provided us with this bounty of nutrition, of healing, you know, capacity, like you said, even detoxifying and purifying water from this plant. It's like nature is just giving us all of the answers that we are looking for today.
I believe you're correct. And the problem is nature's knocking, with the answers. But people are watching television and they're seeing the commercials. So here we are with our current health statistics, and it's not pretty.
Right. So you were really impressed with this plan. You started doing research about it, and it caught your attention because of its many, many healing gifts and capacities. So Howard, tell us some of the things that you learned about this plant moringa. That, you know, it's interesting because the discovery, you did tell me about the Discovery Channel program, and I went and found that program and watched it, and it's quite impressive what I learned from watching that. And of course, this was done from a grower in Hawaii, a woman who's been growing this and supplying the leaves, I guess, for a long, long time to all her customers in Hawaii. But the litany of all its benefits, as explained on the program on the Discovery Channel, was just amazing. And I'm wondering where I've been, because never, never before have I heard about this plant. So it's certainly been new to me.
Well,
I'm sure
actually, it was a couple of botanists, Dr. Marcoux and several other botanists who, Lloyd Fugley, who made this awareness impact. No one was aware. It's not just you. No one was aware. If you had said Moringa oleifera 6 years ago, no one in the West would have known what you were talking about. If you say it now, most people don't know what you're talking about. You can walk into a health food store and they're not sure what you're talking about. Yet we're talking about a plant that, for some of the papers, Johns Hopkins University, Jed Fahey did a paper where he describes an anti-tumor, anti-fever, anti-epileptic, anti-inflammatory, anti-ulcer, anti-spasm, cardiac stimulant, circulatory stimulant, diuretic, and I'm just touching the beginning of the functions.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
I'm not even getting into it heavily. I mean, it's such a wondrous plant that it's causing major changes, because I believe it's been missing from the food chain.
Now, you had a personal experience with Moringa. You tried it, and something quite amazing happened for you. Do you want to share about your personal experience taking this plant?
Sure. Well, as you know, I would not research anything or advocate anything without trying it. Because that would, you know, you've got to walk in those shoes to be able to talk about the shoes. And I thought, you know, I played high school football at 193 pounds. And, you know, being 208, I thought, you know what, I had 10, maybe 15 pounds to lose if I ever wanted to. But it was golf season. And when I'm out on the golf course, I'm not really concerned with anything except the little dimpled white ball. And I just come back from China. And so there I was at a broad 208 pounds. So I started more research into it, and I started actually writing the book. And I went as a complement to that to undergo a regimen of taking the Moringa oleifera plant. And lo and behold, by about October 15th, my 37.5-inch waist was 33, and I'd lost 25 pounds. And I'm going, that's not right. I didn't change anything. I didn't exercise more. I did not change my diet. So I know all about adaptogens. And for me, in losing that, and now I'm down 30 pounds, and in losing that, I assume that we have found an adaptogen that very few people realized.
And why do you think you lost? I mean, you're a pretty healthy guy.
I'm a really healthy guy, and you've seen pictures of me, and you know how old I am.
Mm-hmm.
And people consider me to be the, you know, the poster boy for anti-aging medicine, because I only do it from a preventive aspect. I only do it from the inside, and consequently, I supplied my body with nutrition that I could no longer get from the host of supplements that I was taking. I've been a vegetarian for 26 years. I understand the complications there. And Consequently, the reality is that my body knew that I was supposed to be a different weight.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought, you know how you set a thermostat in the room?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if someone else is setting that thermostat, unbeknownst to you, because we don't really know. And suddenly, my pants didn't fit, my suits didn't fit, my shirts didn't fit, nothing fit. And the next thing I know, I'm 183 pounds. I go, whoa. So I didn't stop because I felt great.
Mm-hmm.
And I continued this regimen, and I still continue the regimen. And I don't go on scales anymore. I just watch how loose my clothing is.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful thing.
So you weren't taking it intentionally to lose weight, but you found when you were putting this nutrient-dense food into your body, it was, in a sense, enhancing the body's ability to function on many levels and kind of enhanced certain functions and mechanisms that allowed you to be more efficient. Would you say that's true, or do you?
It has to be true. It has to be totally true, because if I didn't change anything in my lifestyle, not my exercise pattern, not my eating patterns, if I change none of that, and I feel better, people tell me I look better. I mean, I walked out, my next-door neighbor saw me, she says, what did you do? I said, what do you mean? She said, what do you do? Where's the rest of you? I said, well, I wrote a book. That was my answer to writing the book. I believe that we're missing certain aspects in nutrition. You know how people have cravings all the time? They crave this or they crave that. Well, guess what? I don't think we're translating cravings properly. I think sometimes you reach for anything because you're having a craving, and we know most of the food manufactured today is not good. They're slipping in high fructose corn syrup, which is an amalgamation of different chemicals, and there's 10,000 different chemical additives they don't have to tell you about, and 4,000 additives they do tell you about, and most people don't read labels. They look at price tags. And I'm the opposite. I'm the label reader in the store. And not so much looking at the price tag, because if it's good for your body, I can't put a price on health.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, you know, it's so expensive. I go, you know what? But if you feel better, you can work longer, you can work harder if age is irrelevant. So for me, health is number one. Everything else is secondary. When I came across the absent functions and just the stories, I started interviewing hundreds of people who have taken the product of containing Moringa, and I was amazed. I mean, there were stories that I just, you know, it made a lot of sense. Moringa oleifera has 36 natural anti-inflammatories in it. So, you know, I've got a couple of degrees, and one of them being a chiropractic degree. And
we'll be right back. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You are listening to What Women Must Know. And today, we're talking about another miracle healing plant that nature has provided us. We're talking to Dr. Howard Fisher, who has just written a book all about this incredible plant called Moringa oleifera. So, Howard, we were talking before the break about your amazing experience by just taking this plant in the form of powders and nutrients, and the unexpected side effect of transforming your body and losing over 20 pounds and feeling great just because you're optimizing the many functions of your body by getting this pure nutrition. And in your book, you talk about many different conditions that can benefit from getting this nutrient-dense food from the Moringa tree. Can we talk a bit more of some of the research that has been done and the benefits of Moringa in these conditions?
Absolutely. Where would you like to start?
Well, you tell me. I think, you know, I was talking to a mutual friend of ours who had some remarkable results from taking moringa for her Lyme condition. And let's start there, because Lyme is so rampant. It's especially on the East Coast of the United States. It's a serious, serious and debilitating problem. Can we talk a little bit about the benefits of moringa to people who are suffering with Lyme?
Absolutely, we can. It was after I had finished my research and was putting the book together. One of the most amazing facts was that this plant has a natural antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal ability. So much so, and as I said previously, they can use the seed casings to purify water. So I'm fairly certain that if we can get the nutrients, or those certain aspects of the nutrients, into the body, have it absorbed into the body, that we could bring about changes to a lot of infectious diseases. And that's what Lyme is. Even though it's not recognized in a lot of places, I believe that the bacteria Burgdorferi it's just a resident infection that continues to plague hundreds of thousands of people in the United States, and hundreds of thousands more every year seem to come down with it. So what we had happen was that immediately most people who go on a rather complete regimen have a detox. And we're talking a significant detox reaction depending on the level of their initial toxicity. It can start in a few days to a few weeks. It's a real total illness. And the bottom line that we find is that everyone comes out of that, and they come out of that in health. And so, you know, I live in Canada. It's a balmy 28 degrees Fahrenheit here today. And I'm not concerned about colds in the least, because I know that colds aren't related to temperature, although people catch them more because they don't dress properly. In the winter, when the resistance is down because there's less sunshine, less D3, you know, it's rather complicated. However, the nutrient profile, and there have been over 100 identified nutrients in Moringa oleifera, seems to go after infectious disease in a very interesting manner. And the mutual friend of ours experienced exactly that. And she gained health for the first time in many years, as you know, and she was able to function.
I mean, that's important, because she was suffering from Lyme, which was totally debilitating her health and her ability to live a normal life.
Correct. And the stories just go on. As I was saying before, somehow, magically or unmagically, my phone disappeared. As we age as a population, we are predisposed to degeneration, and degenerative changes lead to inflammation, and inflammation leads to pain. I have a rather amazing story of one particular individual who was a bull rider. And most people, well, you're out west, so you may understand that. In Western Canada, you know, the rodeos, professional rodeos, he was a professional bull rider. I learned something in talking to him, because previously I didn't know you had to hang on to a wild bull for 8 seconds. But at the age of 35, he found himself riddled with arthritis.
Yeah.
Everything hurt. Knees, wrists, elbows, back. It's the same as a lot of pro athletes, pro football players, even college football players, when this happens. So the bottom line is that we found that he was able to get rid of all his pain.
Really, just from taking this plant?
6 weeks. It took 6 weeks of having two or three drinks a day. And I don't want to knock chiropractic because I have a chiropractic degree. He said he went to a chiropractor for 6 weeks and it did nothing but temporary relief. Within 4 weeks of taking a drink of Moringa 2 to 3 times a day, because of the 36 anti-inflammatories and bioavailable anti-inflammatories, he had the anti-inflammatory benefits that removed his pain. And so how many people do you know that are in pain from arthritis?
Yeah, lots of people. Lots and lots of people. So you actually list quite a lot of conditions, a long list of conditions that there is research showing that Moringa has been able to support in addressing these conditions. I mean, I'd like to go down the list of what you've, you know, some of the conditions that you write about.
Cancer, it's a big list.
Cancer, cardiovascular disease, age-related macular degeneration, eye disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes, osteoporosis. Let's look at Alzheimer's, and we can talk a little bit about all these conditions that have been demonstrated in evidence that Moringa is helping. And I think we really need to go back to the basic principle that we started out talking about. The body gets sick because it is deprived of the key nutrients that supports the function of every single cell of the body. I mean, if you don't put the right nutrients into the body, how can it ever do its job and, function and reproduce and do that in the best way possible? So when we're looking at all these conditions, what we really need to remember is that when the body is well nourished, there's no place for disease. And if we are experiencing diseases, it's a symptom that we, on some level, are malnourished. Maybe we're eating well, but not absorbing and assimilating. Or maybe we're just not making the right food choices. So let's talk about how this amazing tree, Moringa oleifera, is able to address so many of these health problems. Is it the same principle, Howard? It's just that we're nourishing the body?
Give the body what it needs, the body will address the disorders. And I think you're right on, Cheryl. I think it's because we're so unsure of our food sources, because we don't really know what they are. Even if they're organic, they're not organic hydroponic, how do you stop the wind from blowing? So we're really not sure what we're putting into our bodies. The average American is consuming about 3,800 calories a day when we know it's only 2,500 that they need maximum for a male. We know this. The obesity status right now, we can't begin to describe it. We're overweight and obese people in the United States, about 70%. It's absolutely crazy, and we're training our young to follow the same pattern. And it's not that we're so bad, because there are 1.1 billion obese people in the world.
Yeah.
So we're putting the wrong things into our bodies. And nobody wants to be fat. As a matter of fact, there was a study that showed that 60% of girls in grade 9 to 12 are trying to lose weight. The shocking thing is 24% of boys are also trying to lose weight. So
kind of a national obsession.
But it's more than national. It's global now.
Yeah.
And obesity is costing the United States about $127 billion a year. That's scary. I mean, Alzheimer's disease costs $305 billion a year worldwide.
And how does Moringa help something like Alzheimer's?
All right. Let's just look at it perfectly like that. I love the example. What do we know about Alzheimer's? The fact that 6.1 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease, and many are getting it at far earlier ages than before. And you and I both know there is a relationship between the blood-brain barrier being opened up prematurely and allowing the toxins to go in, but the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease is based on inflammation in the brain, mm-hmm. neural fibril tangles, and a protein deposit in the brain. So, basically, if we just look at it from the inflammatory perspective, we're having 36 highly bioabsorbable anti-inflammatories present in our bloodstream being delivered to all aspects of our body, including our brain.
So Moringa has 36 components that are
anti-inflammatory. 36 anti-inflammatory components.
Uh-huh.
I said it was very nutrient-rich.
Uh-huh.
And the antioxidants, okay, it's the studies that have shown that antioxidants change the rate at which Alzheimer's occurs, and there's 46 bioavailable antioxidants in Moringa. Everything, A, C, E, selenium, they're all there. Zeaxanthin, they're all there. The profile, and that's what amazes me, and you yourself commented on it, the nutrient profile of this plant, it's amazing that it was overlooked. It's almost unbelievable that it was overlooked. And it's a complete nutrient.
Mm-hmm. Let's go over all the nutrients found in Moringa oleifera.
All right. Let's, because here's where it's really going to get interesting. Now, let's start because I'm a vegetarian. So let's start there because I'm a vegetarian. So the most important thing for vegetarians to look at is, of course, amino acids,
mm-hmm. getting the
protein. Because if we don't get enough protein, we cannot make, immunoglobulins, enzymes, a number of the hormones, neurotransmitters, a number of things besides muscle and bone that people think that that's what you need protein for. The function of the body is based on proteins. As a matter of fact, DNA and RNA are all proteins based on amino acids. So if I were to tell you that as an adult you have 8 essential amino acids that are needed, and Moringa has them all, including histidine. Histidine is the amino acid needed in children. So if we examine that, and then we say, oh, look, there is 9 more. 18 out of the 20 are present. And amino acids buffer your plasma pH, mm-hmm. the blood clotting factors. All your tissues are made out of what? Protein. So it's rather amazing that there are virtually no natural foods that contain this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've written a lot about water.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I've written an entire book about water and parts of other books on water. And water distribution between the intracellular and extracellular compartments, which we would know as inflammation if it's outside the cell, is also controlled by amino acids. So this is so potent as an amino acid source that, well, I'm a little older, and I know you're just a young girl, Cheryl, so you may not remember the pictures in the 60s and the 70s where we used to see starving children suffering from protein malnutrition in Africa with kwashiorkor. And these are the very thin bodies with a bloated, distended belly. Well, this is used. It's so complete that this is used to combat kwashiorkor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one aspect of it. Your body uses what you give it. And this is a complete amino acid source.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty amazing if you have a food that has a complete amino acid. I mean, there are some things you could probably say hemp seed is really high in protein, chia seeds high in protein, but there aren't that many foods.
But having
that
all the
have
essentials?
Complete. Yes, right. Exactly.
Yeah, well.
Exactly.
And let's get on to another little area here, omega fatty acids. Everyone thinks you have to get them from fish oil, but no one really knows. No one really knows, A, what the major problem is, and B, the absorbency level of some of the fish oil. So there was a study from Harvard University recently that showed that omega-3 deficiencies cause 96,000 deaths a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the proper ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 dietarily is supposed to be omega-6, 2, omega-3 is 1. Do you have any idea what the average American diet has as a ratio?
Yeah, 20 to 1, something like that.
Yeah, it's about 20 to 1. So omega-6 is the inflammatory fatty acid. Omega-3 is the non-inflammatory fatty acid. And Moringa oleifera has omega-3, omega-6, omega-9, heavily weighted for omega-3s.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So you've got your complete list of essential fatty acids, and you really need to have all your essential fatty acids present for your body to utilize them to repair and regenerate. And it has this wonderful profile of omega-3s, in, I guess, in proper balance, right? Omega-3s.
Oh, it's actually heavy in omega-3s.
Yeah.
But the rest of your diet is supplying an extraneous amount of omega-6s. And you know, I mean, all these neurological disorders, there's a relationship. I mean, even the development of the central nervous system is related to the fatty acids and depression. This is huge, a huge source of pharmaceutical industry is people taking medications for depression. And here's another thing that no one realizes, and when I tied this together, it really helped with the weight loss. Omega fatty acids help regulate your food intake, your body weight, your metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
So they also improve your ability to respond to insulin. And that's a real problem we have, because we have about a 600% increase in diabetes in the last 50 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people are really deficient in their omegas, and often people don't like, well, they just don't eat the right kind of oils, don't like taking fish oils. Fish oils may not be very effective. They may be rancid, so you're not getting the good oils.
And absorbability is a factor as well.
And absorbability, and as we know, it's supporting our brain, our hormones, our energy, our fat burning. I mean, it's critical that we get these healthy fats. So this is another component found in Moringa.
Oh, and it goes one further, because and some people realize, you know, that there is a cardiovascular relationship between omega fatty acids. The thickening of your arteries, and we know that the number one killer in America today is heart disease. Well, omegas in proper ratio inhibit the thickening of your arteries. They decrease the serum cholesterol and triglycerides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They prevent excessive blood clotting.
Mm-hmm.
So
anything else we need to know about what nutrients are found in the magic tree, Moringa?
Well, you know, the list: calcium, copper, iron, lithium, magnesium, zinc, manganese, molybdenum, the vitamins, phosphorus, potassium. It's basically all here, and 44 million Americans have osteoporosis. Well, this gram for gram, this is four times the calcium of milk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's rich in
B12. Absorbable form, right?
And absorbable.
Yeah.
Absorbable. I know for a fact that because of the amino acid profile, and this will be of interest to you, that it increases glutathione production in the body, and I knew you'd like that one.
Well, I am a big fan of glutathione. You know, I do a lot of testing with nutritional genomics, Howard.
Yeah.
And this is really an important issue because 55 to 60% of people come in to this lifetime with their glutathione genes deleted. So they're not even able to make glutathione. They're not even present, these genes. And for those people listening who don't know what glutathione is, it's the most powerful molecule made by the cells of our body to support detoxification, inflammation, free radical damage. And without it, we really can't live a very healthy life. So glutathione is critical. And it's 55 to 60% of Caucasians, by the way, are the ones who come in with deleted glutathione genes. People need to be making their own glutathione. They need to get the support. So this is a really big issue, actually. If they can support the production of glutathione with a plant that has those key components, that's huge.
Yeah, and another one for the immune system, for those that are inhibited that way, copious amounts of zinc. And zinc is what your immune system really desires. Prostate gland is important for zinc. All the reproductive organs, protein synthesis, enzyme function. I mean, it's all there. I mean, we like to talk about spinach, and people go, well, you know, it used to be a lot of spinach in plants. I mean, we all remember the Popeye cartoon where it's eat your spinach, and spinach was supposed to supply you with iron. Well, spinach today is nowhere near spinach 40 years ago, and Moringa oleifera has three times the iron that spinach 40 years ago had, gram for gram.
Well, yeah. So this plant must be, as people know more about it, I have to say it's a tree. Is it a fast-growing tree, Howard?
It is. It's one of the fastest-growing trees. It's amazing how you picked up on that. It'll grow 10 feet a year.
That's amazing. So people are starting to really appreciate the amazing gifts that this tree has to offer. And as we said earlier, what I read in your book, I mean, every aspect of this tree is included in the nutrient profile. You're not just using one part of it. You're actually able to use most of this tree. So what's happening with this awareness? Are people growing this tree more and more? Are there more research going on? Or people?
It's continual research. There was a problem, and the problem was, for a protective measure, the plant smelled horrible.
Uh-huh.
And it tasted worse. So I'm sure that years ago it was avoided, except in very extreme cases of illness where it was used, because of these factors. And now, with the awareness growing, since about 2005, with the awareness increasing, there is a much bigger concern for bringing this to try and right the ills of our nutritional system and bring back a more complete nutrient profile and bring us closer back to health. So, yeah, there are top formulators that have put together products based on Moringa that are exceptional.
Well, I can tell you're really excited about this plant. It obviously has transformed your health and your body, and you're seeing the benefits to so many people. It's exciting that they've been able to create it so it doesn't taste so bad and smell so bad, so people are more receptive to taking it.
Well, Big Pharma has wanted this for about 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
But Big
For what?
Pharma
For what?
Because they want it as a drug.
They want to use it as a drug. They wanted to use it for what?
Synthesize it. They wanted to synthesize it and use it.
For just its ability to provide that level of nutrition to the body.
The National Institutes of Health in the United States in 2008 named Moringa oleifera the plant of the year. According to them, it mitigates in more than 300 diseases.
Wow. Wow.
Is there any, you know, that should answer all the questions of why the pharmaceutical industry would be very interested in capturing this. Mm-hmm. So the problem was, once you adulterate it, you remove its nutrient profile. Mm-hmm. So the secret was to be able to bring this to the public in an unadulterated form that was palatable.
Mm-hmm.
So finally it's been achieved, and I'm very thankful. My tailor is very thankful. It's, you know what it's like when you have two belt loops in the back of your suit that are right beside each other because you've taken in 3 inches?
I do, Howard. I do.
Yes, I know you do. So, yes.
How can people get your book, Howard? Let's give your website, and
okay,
if people
are
curious to learn more, we'll direct them to where they can purchase your book.
Okay. TheMoringaBook.com, www.TheMoringaBook, MoringaBook.com.
You know, I'll tell you what really excites me about things such as Moringa is that we are, again, realizing that the healing we're looking for is found in nature. And, you know, plants or trees such as Moringa and other plants that we're appreciating perhaps for the first time are really offering us the solutions we're seeking. It's not going to be found in a pill, in a drug. You're certainly not going to find it in your fast food restaurant. We have to go back to nature again and appreciate that it's all there, that the wisdom from hundreds, if not thousands of years, is returning to us, and it's desperately needed because we are so starved for good, complete nutrition. And I think that's really one of the gifts that you're bringing to us through your book and the research you've done, is awakening that growing awareness that we have the foods that can heal our body.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. And here, I'll go one step further, because I know your listeners are very health-oriented and attuned to this. If anyone wants more information on this outside of the book, please have them write to you, and you can forward it to me, and I will personally address the issues that they have and move forward from there. Because this is so exciting to me, I just want to share it.
Well, that's great. If people want more information or want to ask any questions, you can always email me at drselman@whatwomenmustknow.com, and I'll pass them on to Dr. Fisher. Howard, we have just a couple more minutes, actually 2 minutes. Is there anything that you would like to add to our conversation that you didn't get a chance to say?
Well, you know, Cheryl, we always have such great conversations, and the time is over so quickly. I truly believe that this plant will rectify a lot of the nutritional insufficiencies that we have. You know, as an anti-aging physician, diet is extremely important. Supplementation is extremely more important because there's things missing from the food. So when we can find a food that fulfills all the niches that is missing from our normal diet, I think we're moving a long way towards finding optimum health.
Well, I really appreciate your dedication to going out there, doing the research, always bringing back fantastic knowledge, information, leading-edge science that's really helping all of us. So congratulations on your new book, the whole story about this wonderful plant, Moringa oleifera. Thank you so much, Howard, and I appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you very much, Cheryl. Thank you for allowing me to share this information.
It's been a pleasure. And to all my listeners, thank you for joining me today for another opportunity to learn and get empowered with some great information. And I want to remind you, as always, to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.